Hello and welcome to Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. Now, what we're going to talk about today is easy ways for anger management. So if any of you like me have experienced things in life which have really pissed you off and you're feeling really kind of like wound up and gnarled up about it, then what do we do other than perhaps having a good old whine and a moan to a good friend? Like, what can we do about that? So that is what we're going to talk about today. You know how passionate we are about helping you take care of your skin here on Own Your Health. That's why I'm so excited to introduce you to Evolve Organic Beauty, a natural effective beauty brand free from unnecessary synthetic chemicals. Their Daily Renew facial cream is a game changer. This organic facial cream deeply hydrates and nourishes the skin while also reducing signs of aging with natural ingredients such as age-defying coconut peptides. And for your nighttime routine, their Nightly Renew facial cream delivers visible results. It detoxifies, smooths and plumps your skin and is blended with 100% natural fragrance proven to enhance sleep. Evolve Organic Beauty is vegan, cruelty-free and uses sustainable, eco-friendly packaging. So you're not just nourishing your skin, you're caring for the planet too. Right now, you can get 20% off your order with the code BRINDLE20. That's 20% off at evolvebeauty.com. T's and C's applies. Details in the description. In the meantime, before we start, Lisa says, you warmed me up already with your winter wellness tips. Well, it's looking very wintry from the window outside, but believe it or not, I am bringing this broadcast to you right at the beginning of springtime, because the start of spring this year, according to the Chinese calendar, is on the 3rd of February. We will be addressing some springtime health tips going forward over the next few episodes. In the meantime, Monica says, I've had a cough I can't get rid of for months. Going to try your garlic tea. Do you sieve the garlic or drink that too? No, I normally sieve the garlic. You can drink it because obviously garlic is an ingredient, but when you drink it at that intensity, it's quite a lot on the system because it hasn't really been cooked. It's just been kind of warmed up in the water. So I would personally suggest to just drink the water and not to actually have the garlic. So in today's episode, I really want to talk to you about anger management, because anger is an emotion that we all feel, but it's an emotion which isn't very pleasant to experience. So what do we do when we're feeling angry and need to have some quick wins to get the emotion processed through the body as speedily as possible? Well, the first thing that I always recommend to do is when something has really kind of like got to you and it's making you feeling angry or resentful or bitter, which according to Chinese medicine are the kind of softer expressions of anger. So often we might feel peeved or seething or a bit pissed off, okay, all the way through to kind of like rage, okay? So all of that is kind of on the spectrum of that feeling. And the first thing to say about it is in Chinese medicine, we always attribute all emotions to a specific organ. And anger and that spectrum that I've just said is very much connected to the liver. So the liver likes to stretch. The liver also likes to look, because the liver opens to the eye. So one of the easiest things that you can do to immediately try and calm the body down is to look at nature. That's easier said than done. If you're living in the countryside, you're likely to be able to just simply look out of your window, and the shapes of nature are instantly calming to the nervous system and are absorbed through our eyesight, both of which are connected also to the functioning of the liver. So as the anger is kind of tripping the emotional aspect of the liver, the nervous system and the eyesight is being soothed and therefore calming down the situation. So the first thing to say is try and look out of the window at something natural. Now, if you're in an urban situation and that's not wholly possible, then what we always recommend to do is to put a picture. I'm broadcasting this actually from my desk space in my house in London. And behind me, I can see nature, but in front of me is just a simple wall. And now what I would do is, if I was working here a lot, is I would just put a print that of a beautiful scene in nature, because just having the print alone will be enough to help. Now, another thing, if you're up high, is to look at. So another thing that you can do if you're perhaps up high in an office space or that you've got a distance that you can look at is horizon gazing. Again, the liver is an organ which does extremely well by kind of projecting itself, kind of where you're going and what you're about to do. It's very much this kind of like, duh, kind of energy. And for those of you just listening, I've just kind of put my arm up in the air and sort of like looked to the future, kind of a bit like the Statue of Liberty. It's that kind of optimistic, futuristic kind of gaze. And the horizon is where you look for. Now, not everyone can see a horizon from far away because we live in built-up spaces. But if you're in a top flat or in a high-rise block, or in the top floor of a house, if you're in a house, then you normally have the opportunity to look at a horizon. And if you have none of the above, back we go to printing out a picture. So you again can print a picture of a horizon and that will also do the trick. Or you can use screensavers or all sorts of opportunities through our tech to actually look at horizons as well. It's a very, very useful technique for soothing the liver. Now, if you're thinking, are you kidding? Like the level of anger or frustration or peevishness that I'm feeling right now, nowhere in a million years is gazing at the horizon or some beautiful picture of a tree even going to remotely cut the way I feel right now, Katie. Then don't worry, because what we do is we step it up. So next up in these ideas is what we call pillow bashing. Now, this was something that I learned very early on when I was training to be a TCM practitioner. And we learned it to advise patients with who was really suffering from deep anger management. So in this instance, what you would do is you would go and get a pillow, or ideally a quite a heavy stuffed cushion, which is even better because pillows do sometimes, as I've tried, spew feathers everywhere. And that often makes you even more angry because you think, oh, I've got to clear that up now. But get yourself a pillow or a cushion and you can literally like bash into the pillow. Okay. So literally just like beating into it. If you're in an office and there isn't a pillow or even a cushion or anything around for you to bash, then what we do is banging the drum or beating the drum. It's a Qigong exercise. So normally you'd stand up for this, but in the interest of me being able to do the recording easily, I just put my chair back a bit. And what you do is you put your arms above your head, okay, and you put your feet shoulder width apart, really feel like you've got your feet on the ground and you're in your power, and you raise your hands above your head and you bang an imaginary drum in front of you. Now, at first it might be a bit weird, okay, but if you do it, for not too long and really sort of put your mind into it. So put yourself into it, like banging that drum, and you're just twisting the energy. Okay. So it's a bit like an aerobics. It's a bit like I'm doing a bit of an aerobic stretch here, but you know, you can then bang into this imaginary drum. And if you do it for a couple of minutes, and if you wish when you're doing this, so when I do banging the imaginary drum exercise, it's a really good fitness exercise as well. I will often put on drum music. Okay. There is some really good shamanic drum music, which Vix, who's helping me do this broadcast today, I can send you a couple of links on my Spotify of some really good shamanic drums, which I really enjoy. And I do that exercise to the drums. And if you really want, you can stand at your feet at the same time. And you'll find after not very long at all, like 2 or 3 minutes, you're going to feel better. I promise, because the thing about emotions is emotions get stored in the body. Okay. The body is the house of everything that you feel and everything that you are. And it's creating a space for the quantum and the metaphysics of the body in the physical arena, because you're a bit like that Wi-Fi signal on your laptop or phone. You're in the compressed state right now because you are in form. Okay. You have a lifespan and you're formed. So therefore these other feelings, which aren't kind of visible, you can't see anger, but you feel it. And the thing about emotions is we need to express them and we need to move them. But the tricky thing about anger is if we over express anger, i.e. pick up the phone to a friend and like start ticking and moaning about what the problem is, that what happens is the 17-second rule applies and it's not very healthy. So the 17-second rule is if you talk or if you sort of address something for more than 17 seconds, you're starting to kind of bring it in from the formless and manifesting it through. Now, this is a really useful technique for manifesting good stuff. But if you're focusing on something negative because it's upset you for too long, you're actually exacerbating the underlying feeling in the first place. And it tends to whip us up into greater levels of agitation. And normally what happens at the end is that you've whipped yourself up into such a frenzy that eventually your emotional body sort of collapses because you're just exhausted by the whole thing. A bit like a two-year-old having a tantrum. They have a tantrum until they're exhausted and they're kind of burnt out. But that's actually not very good for the system. It's much, much healthier to understand that you can tick and moan for up to 16 seconds and then you need to start letting it go. But if you start expressing it out of the body, it will really, really help you process how you're feeling.
Now, what do we do after that? Well, the last part of what I'd like to teach you today is something which I use a lot. When things get very complicated in life, as life often does, I refer to this thing called the ABC list. A is light level problematic situation, B is medium, and C is really tough, kind of the unforgivable type of level of things. So really, really hard, unaddressable things. And with the ABC list, what I've done in today's episode is sort of taken you through the AB solution. So A should easily be done by a bit of getting out into nature, going for a little walk, looking at something pretty and just taking a few deep breaths, and that should do the trick. B, the drum beating or the cushion beating should do the trick as well. C is when it's so deep-seated and it's so awful what's happened that A and B simply isn't going to cut it and we've got to go deeper. So what do we do? Well, the first thing, so addressing these C-list issues, is use A and B as well, okay, because that will help you. But what you have to do is understand that what you're experiencing right now is what I would categorize as the and then some, okay, because it's like really deep stuff and therefore we've got to go deeper. So what I do here is use the Ho'oponopono prayer. Now, the Ho'oponopono prayer, which is a bit of a mouthful, but it is one of the healing techniques which I came across a few years ago through a friend of mine, and I absolutely loved it, and I have embraced it fully, and I've used it in my clinic and in all of my sort of podcast worlds, many of my fact sheets, because it's so effective. Now, the concept of the Ho'oponopono prayer is that it's a very simple prayer. It doesn't really align itself to a specific religion. Well, it could do, but it doesn't have to if it's new and unfamiliar. And it's something that really, like a prayer, that you repeat, because words have energy frequencies. So words create spells, which is why we use spelling. Okay, so spells are really like incantations. And the concept of incantations is it feeds into the 17-second rule. So just as I've said, we want to avoid going over 16 seconds into the negative. When we're doing something positive, the more you say it, the more effective it becomes, because it starts to entrench itself into our physical state. And that, I would argue, would be the concept between things like, say, mala beads or rosary beads or any kind of like incantational type devices that we have in religious practices, because you go over and over and over and over the same type of mantra in order to create a reality for a state of feeling. And in this instance, it's a release that we need to do in order to help manage our anger and the negativity. So the Ho'oponopono prayer is as follows. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. And all we do is we repeat it. And I've actually used it on the podcast before. I used it on Remembrance Sunday, which, if you've not listened to that episode, I did as a ancestral clearing exercise on Remembrance Sunday and used the Ho'oponopono prayer to do that. But in today's exercise, I'm doing it slightly differently. Now, the thing that I love about this is that what we're doing when we're really angry about something is it's a step too far for me to say, stop, because I don't know what's going on in your life right now, but let me think about something that's really annoyed me. Okay, so something happened this morning. I'm like, right, there we go. So what I don't want to do at this early stage is say that to the other party, because it's not true, because I'm not particularly feeling in that state of grace or positivity about what that person has said or done, which has created the feeling that I have in the first place. But what I can do very easily is say it to myself. Because the thing about feeling agitated about something is it means that your body is having to deal with that slightly acidic state, which doesn't feel particularly pleasant. Think about something that's irritated you and how nasty that feels, and then think about something which has been inherently pleasurable to you and how lovely that feels. So what we really want to be doing with ourselves in this instance is honoring ourselves, because our body has gone into a state. And it's a state that's an unpleasant state. So we need to honor ourselves back into what I like to refer to as a state of grace. And grace, when we're dealing with anger, the anger is the low-level emotion, which is a bit like a sort of snow globe settling down. But the state of grace, which is the direct alchemized state directly sitting within the liver, which is the organ that houses all of these feelings, is kindness, compassion, and forgiveness, which is why a prayer which says, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you, you are dancing around the fundamental states and the higher states of the liver, and as well as dancing into the states of other organs that surround the liver, which will in turn calm it down. Now, the liver also likes repetitive action. The channel of the liver starts on the inside of your big toe, very much connected to a sort of pendulum sensation of walking, which is why walking in nature is a pretty good way to start when we're angry. So going for a walk actually is a very easy thing to do. But the liver likes that kind of arm swinging pendulum motion, walking into the horizon sensation. So it likes the concept of this incantation going through the body, soothing and hushing the liver down. It's almost like rocking a baby into calm. Now, what we will then do is once we've got ourselves back into a state of grace, we can then readdress the situation and we can see if at that stage we're ready for the advanced program, which is to start projecting that sensation onto the person or the situation that made you angry in the first place. Now, whilst I fully appreciate that for many of us, that really may be a step too far. And I'm giving this with true authenticity and truth that there are many situations in my life to this day that even though I know I would do extremely well to apply this prayer to the third party, I don't always manage to do so because sometimes I simply don't feel that I can. And that's okay, because at least if I'm prepared to honor my body with prayer and give myself the blessing, it will put me into a better state. And if I have to stop at that point there and can't do the extra bit, then that's okay. Because the point about these kinds of techniques is it's about doing what feels comfortable to you and not feeling guilty or kind of some sort of spiritual hierarchy that you have to do something which actually doesn't feel congruent in the first place. But my job in this podcast is to give you the full remit. And one thing I can say is that when I have done this the whole hog and gone all the way through, I promise you that's where the magic happens. And kindness is not weakness. Okay, using these prayers originated from a way of ancient people to resolve conflict rather than going to war. And that, frankly, if we look back in history, would be an extremely useful thing to have done, which perhaps would avoid all sorts of issues when people start bashing up against each other. With that in mind, I invite you in this episode to think about whatever it is that's upset you. And we've done some pillow bashing, we've done some beating the drum, we've gone for a walk, we've looked at the horizon, we've looked at a pretty picture, and we're still feeling agitated. So what we're going to do to start with is just with me sitting here repeating myself, you join me, join in. If you're in a public space and you can't join in, you've got headphones on, don't worry about it. Just join in your mind and repeat the words as I say them. So let me say them first until you've remembered them and just join in when you're ready, either actively and verbally or just in a pretend state. Now, what I ask you to do is to take your hands and place them over your lower belly, because that takes you to the energy center of the lower dantian, which is the lower energy center of the body. And it just gives you a sort of physical feeling of the warmth of your hands. Just relax your shoulders, feeling ideally your feet on the ground if you can. Just take a lovely deep breath. Oh, and if you can, sigh, actually sigh. And if you can't, just take a deep breath in and out. Do three together. Oh. Sighing actually moves the liver energy before we've even started. And breathe. Oh. And now. Allow the words to speak to yourself. Honor our bodies as we just draw them gently back out from an agitated state and all of the negative emotions which surround it. You are perfectly justified in feeling the way you feel, but you are still justified and can feel good at the same time. So we say to our bodies, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry.
Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. Now at this stage, we've repeated the mantra 10 times. And I'd just like to invite you into observing how you feel at this moment in time. And what I ask you to do at this stage is perhaps to press pause. And if you're feeling that you need to say this prayer more to create a beautifully calm state of bliss, then we just repeat over and over again until the liver starts to calm and soothe and the body feels restored back to a state of grace and harmony. Now, that doesn't change the outside situation, but what it does is change your response to it so that you're now feeling in a state of equanimity and bliss, and at which point we can readdress the situation in a calm state and observe how we now feel about what was going on. So at this stage, we can let that situation just sit over there and just let it do its thing whilst we focus on keeping the power and the ownership of one's health and the integrity of the body in this state. And at this point, we either keep going with the prayer to ourselves, or we at this point project it to the other situation, the other person, the other party. We project it to the other party. Now, only do that bit if you're feeling ready to do so. And that's the most important thing to say to you here. If you don't feel up to that, then we don't do it. We're only doing what we're prepared to do. Otherwise, it just doesn't feel like it has integrity. But if you're thinking, do you know what? I'm kind of okay, and I'm feeling a bit calmer, and I'm not saying they're right, and I'm not saying that it's okay, but what I am going to do is observe whether Kate is right, and whether by the power of prayer and calling upon our guides above us to help the situation, can I resolve harmony to this conflict? Because normally we can in some shape or form. So at this stage, what I ask us to do is just imagine that you've got a big pointed cap on going all the way to the top, like a pointed little triangle cap, okay? Like the dunce caps that we used to wear. Well, not we used to wear, but you know, you see in schools from the Victorian time. And imagine that point at the top. And there at the top of the cap are your guides. And your guides have your best interests at heart. They will also have the third party's best interests at heart because they have their guides. And what we do in these situations is we call upon our guides to help us because we're finding this tricky. Normally in these difficult situations, there is a spiritual lesson at stake, which we're supposed to be learning, although it's tough medicine to swallow, I know, but normally that's the case. So we ask the guide to help. So at this stage, if you're feeling that you wish to try, I invite you to just have your eyes closed and just imagine this coned pointed hat on top of your head and imagine your guides who love you so much hanging out at the top of this hat, smiling down at you, recognizing that you're having a really difficult life test. You're in earth school having a very hard time of it, and they love you, so they want to help you. So we ask them. So the first thing we do, because we're now in a lovely state in ourselves, is we say, please, guides, can you help me resolve this situation? It's not fair. It's not just.
I'm finding it hard, making me sad, making me agitated, making me angry. It's eliciting all sorts of negative emotions, which I'm trying to process. I'm frustrated, and it's affecting my sleep. It's affecting my nervous system. It's affecting my general composure. I ask you to help.
And we now ask our guides to talk to the guides of the third party. Literally, imagine the third party sitting on the other side of the room, sit from a safe distance so they can be halfway around the world if it helps. But these pointed caps go so high up to the outer hemispheres that even though we could be, let's say I'm in England right now, and let's say the third party is in New Zealand, say, it doesn't matter because the caps point so high up that they meet. So I ask my guides to speak to their guides. I invite them to have a conversation, to have a summit at the summit. And we say, there's a life lesson going on here. I ask you to help me. This is really hard. I'm going to try and put myself into a completely loving, forgiving state of the third party. And I invite the guides of the third party to invite them to do the same so that we can enter into this disagreement or this dispute or this dis-ease or this agitation or this energetic state, which is unpleasant, in a harmonious and peaceful way. So just imagine that conversation taking place and imagine that energy now going down the conical cap into the third party. And we invite them to come into this loving state that we are already feeling. And we say to them wholeheartedly, as we spell the vibration through this connection up to our guides and down through their guides, and we ask and invite, we don't impose. But we ask and we invite and we say, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. It's quite hard to argue with that. So we repeat, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. Remember, sighing is the liver releasing energy, and even teaching this, using myself as an example of what happened this morning, has helped me shift the energy. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. Don't worry if you feel resistance. If it doesn't feel comfortable, we just leave it there. Just ask your guides to help you. If it feels comfortable and you're feeling that it's helpful, then we continue. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. Sometimes you feel when you're going into this stage that there's a resistance in the liver, and that's absolutely fine. Often it will make you sigh. It could make you cry, because as I say, the liver opens to the eyes, or it could leave you feeling that you're not ready to go to that stage, and any of which is okay. At that point, if it's not feeling comfortable, you bring the attention back to yourself. You go back to forgiving yourself, which is entirely within your control and leaves you feeling good. And really at that stage, that exercise, I hope you have found useful, because I find it really, you'd be amazed how it works. Never underestimate your guide, ladies and gents, when you're looking at owning your health. Even if you don't have spiritual belief systems, that's totally fine. Just allow yourself to go, do you know what? I'm not sure if Katie's right on that one, but I'm to hell with it. I'm going to go with it anyway, because actually, if it's going to help me, then why not? It's that kind of belief system. I obviously completely and utterly believe in my guides. I pray to them every day. I have a huge, great shrine. I have all this stuff going on because I'm really into guides offering me guidance and guides supporting what it is that I'm doing here on earth. And the guides come into their own in the hard times. When we're going into those dark states, the guides can offer us light. So don't underestimate their power if you wish to. So that really is today's episode. Really what we were talking about was anger management. And I've given you a few techniques like walking in nature, observing nature, looking at the horizon, banging the drum, banging a cushion, and finally working to create a more harmonious energetic state, which I really, really hope will bring you a lot of joy and comfort in the dark times in life when we enter into those unforgivable, angry states which we are, as I've said, justified in feeling, but ultimately we are the ones that suffer. So if there's a way of addressing it in a slightly different way, then I hope that this will help you. So in the meantime, do please follow and share and share us and comment below and let me know if there's anything that you would like to ask for in a future Q&A or indeed if you've tried these exercises and you found them helpful. So thank you so much for listening and observing today, and I look forward to seeing you next time.